Here's another kind of record. Some people say insider trading is almost as bad as it was during the 1980s. Big bull market then. A booming stock market creates plenty of opportunities for mischief, and that is confirmed by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the body that governs the markets, which says insider trading is on the rise. NPR's Jack Spear takes a look.
On a typical trading day, more than a billion shares change hands on the New York Stock Exchange, which you might think would make it pretty tough to identify who's playing by the rules and who isn't. But the NYSE has ways of ferreting out suspicious-looking trades. On the 10th floor of the stock exchange, Bruce Dubner spends his days monitoring a blue computer screen looking for anything unusual. For example, a company whose shares rise or fall sharply without an obvious explanation.
We have different levels. You can see over there's range 1, 2, 3, color-coded, orange, of course, being the most severe. And then there's a C-code, which is the most severe.
Dubner is part of the NYSE's StockWatch unit, 160 people whose job it is to protect investors by preventing fraud. Robert Marchman is the director of the exchange's enforcement division.
There's a number of tools that we have at our disposal that we try to use, but not surprisingly, in a bull market, you're seeing more activity, and we right now are experiencing a bull market in mergers and acquisitions, so consequently our activity is up, and we're seeing more, which could be potentially insider trading.
It's not Marchman's job to determine whether illegal trading has occurred. That's up to the Securities and Exchange Commission, the government's main securities watchdog group. Walter Ricciardi is a deputy director with the SEC's Enforcement Division, who says once alerted to suspicious activity by the NYSE, his investigators then try to make connections.
Very often, they require piecing together like a complicated puzzle, a lot of relationships between people and pieces of evidence, whether electronic, emails, telephone records. In some cases, they use disposable phones to avoid detection. And they don't trade in their own name, they trade through a relative. All kinds of different ways to try to cover their tracks.
Ricciardi mentions a recent case involving an employee at Credit Suisse who used his cell phone to tip off a banker in Pakistan about nearly a dozen pending merger deals. The increasingly global nature of the financial markets complicates the SEC's task. There's more of an opportunity for information to leak out, and many countries have less stringent standards on what constitutes insider trading. Peter Hanning is a professor of law at Wayne State University and a noted white-collar crime expert. He says there's really no way for investigators to know exactly how much insider trading is going on.
We're seeing more insider trading cases. I'm not sure whether there is more insider trading taking place. Certainly, I would estimate a substantial percentage of the insider trading just isn't caught, or the SEC can't prosecute it.
Hennings says in a lot of instances, the SEC just doesn't have the evidence it needs to make a solid case. The SEC, however, is doing what it can to send a message. It's recently brought cases against employees at a number of big banks and brokerage firms, the very people you'd think would know they're being watched. SEC Deputy Enforcement Director Walter Ricciardi has a theory about that.
I think the personalities of a lot of people on Wall Street are they're risk takers, and they say, gee, upside millions, chance of getting caught, if they think it's small, their mental calculation is maybe I can take that risk, I may get away with it. And they may actually enjoy the thrill of engaging this kind of misconduct. The same people probably take race car lessons on the weekends and skydive.
Ricciardi says the thrill of a big payday simply isn't worth the risk of getting hit with a large fine or loss of a job. And he points out the SEC has one other big stick to wield. It often works closely with the Justice Department, which has the power to put people in jail. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.